this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, fun time will be had by thousands upon thousands of people. The North Carolina State Fair is just about here, October 15th through the 25th. Now, in addition to the agricultural exhibits and farm animals, there are 96 rides this year, including 5 new ones. Lots of choices for food. Looking for fried goodies? No problem. What about desserts? Yeah, around just about every corner. There's plenty of entertainment this year, including the 2015 Homegrown North Carolina Concert Series. This free concert series at Dorton Arena will showcase the unique talents of North Carolina artists. Here's the rundown. On Thursday, October 15th, it's Firehouse with The Fifth. Friday, October 16th, The Great I Am, a one-night concert with the Summit Church. Saturday, October 17th, Jason Michael Carroll with Luke Combs and Stephanie Quayle. Sunday, October 18th, Orquesta Gardel, Monday, October 19th, Nuve Young presents Bollywood Night. Tuesday, October 20th, Black Sheep with Shadina. Wednesday, October 21st, it is the Band of Oz and the Embers. Thursday, October 22nd, a night of praise. Friday, October 23rd, the Love Language with Spider Bags. Saturday, October 24th, Charlie Daniels Band with Casey Tindall. And then on Sunday, October 25th, to close out the concert series, it's Nantucket with Sidewinder. Also new for 2015, the Folk Festival has been moved to Dorton Arena. Talented dancers and musicians from across North Carolina compete for the coveted Bascom Lamar Lunsford Trophy, which is awarded to the individual or group that best exemplifies North Carolina's musical heritage. This 10-day competition features performances ranging from old-time bluegrass music to high-energy clogging and traditional square dancing. Competitions are held each day. Once again, it's been moved to Dorton Arena at 10 and 2. Okay, let's move on to the Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. The phone number's there, 919-560-3030 or 888-241-8162. Friday, October 16th, it's Aaron Neville and the Blind Boys of Alabama. With his album My True Story, one of the world's finest singers is revisiting the music he grew up with. This is a collection of 12 classic doo-wop numbers performed in Aaron Neville's utterly inimitable style. The selections on the album include classics by such vocal group giants as Little Anthony and the Imperials, Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and the Drifters. And then the Blind Boys of Alabama are recognized worldwide as living legends of gospel music. Celebrated by the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences with the Lifetime Achievement Awards, they've been inducted into the Gospel Music Hall of Fame and are winners of 5 Grammy Awards. They have attained the highest levels in achievement in a career that spans more than 70 years. Tickets for this show start at $37. Saturday, October 17th, Tom Papa. With more than 20 years as a stand-up comedian, Tom has found success in film, television, and radio, as well as on the live stage. Tom's second-hour stand-up special, Freaked Out, was named one of the 10 best comedy albums of 2013. Tickets start at $26. Sunday, October 18th, it's the Becca Stevens Band. Becca says of her latest album, "I wanted to use the word animal in the album title because writing and recording this set of songs was like taming something that had a life of its own." The title came from the track Imperfect Animals, written about the instinct to strive for perfection, playing against the understanding that such a condition is not humanly possible. Tickets start at $15. Sunday, October 18th, it's Mary Wilson and Freda Payne. The legendary vocalists will pay respective tributes to two other incredible entertainers, Lena Horne and Ella Fitzgerald. Tickets start at $37. Tuesday, October 20th, it's Don Williams. Wednesday, October 21st, Taj Mahal Trio. Thursday, October 22nd, Joe DiMassina. Just want to make sure. For the Taj Mahal Trio, it was Wednesday, October 21st. And then Thursday, October 22nd, Joe DiMassina. I was afraid I messed up the date there. Friday, October 23rd, it is Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors with Penny and Sparrow. Tickets start at $22. Saturday, October 24th, John Hodgman in his Vacation Land tour once again. Sunday, October 25th, it is Mike Ferris and the Roseland Rhythm Review at Club Carolina. Tickets start at $27. Monday, October 26th, UB40, featuring Allie Campbell, Astro, and Mickey Virtue, with Radio Riddler opening. Tickets are still available for that show. Thursday, October 29th, Christian McBride and Edgar Meyer. Friday, October 30th, North Carolina District Step Show, presented by the Association of North Carolina Alpha Men. Show starts at 9, tickets are $20. Saturday, October 31st, Miss Black and Gold Scholarship Pageant, presented by the Association of North Carolina Alpha Men Education Foundation. Program starts at 8, tickets are $20. Thursday, November 5th, it is The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe, part of the Arts Discovery Series for 1st through 8th graders. This enchanting musical is based on C.S. Lewis's An Adventure Story about four children of war-torn England who accidentally enter the land of Narnia by climbing through a magic wardrobe. Thursday and Friday, November 5th and 6th, Gene Robertson. At 71 years young, Gene Robertson continues to charm audiences with her humorous observation about life around her. This former Miss North Carolina, standing a tall 6'2", has an infectious personality, heart, and sense of humor. She has an engaging brand of comedy that continues to grow. Some of her most popular anecdotes include, "Don't go to Vegas without a Baptist," "Don't bungee jump naked," and "Don't send a man to the grocery store." Tickets for the performance start at $27. I've had an opportunity to see Jean a couple of times. She's a very funny lady. Saturday, November 7th, NBC's Last Comic Standing, live tour at 8 o'clock. Tickets start at $36. Tuesday, November 10th, Paco Peño's Flemen Cura, Series 26. Tickets start at $27. All right, Wednesday, November 11th, it is Jake Shimabukuro. Consider the humble ukulele. It's an adaptation of a stringed instrument that traveled with Portuguese immigrants who came to work in the sugarcane fields of Hawaii. Jake mixes both island and outside influences, both modern and historical. Tickets start at $37. Thursday, November 12th, Don McLean and Judy Collins. Of course, Don McLean forever associated with the classic hit American Pie. Friday through Sunday, November 13th through the 15th, North Carolina Comic-Con 2015 at the Durham Convention Center. Calling all superheroes, wizards, cosplayers, and fantasy enthusiasts. Let me see here. prices, not including state, local taxes, or service charges. Taxes will show up in the buy screen. A weekend pass, $40. Saturday pass, $30. Sunday pass, $15. Now, they also have VIP passes for $200. Please note, kids 12 and under are free at the gate this year. Sunday, November 15th, the apex of romanticism, with special guest Stephen Wartz on violin. Tickets start at $25. Monday, November 16th, it is Solid Soul featuring Mavis Staples and Joan Osborne. Of course, Mavis Staples, part of the fabulous girl group, the Staple Singers. Tuesday, November 17th, Menopause, the musical. Tickets start at $39. Wednesday, November 18th, Frank Sinatra Jr. Tickets start at $47. Thursday, November 19th, it's Brian Wilson, a.k.a. the Beach Boys. Monday, November 23rd, I Am Jack, part of the Arts Discovery series. This is for 3rd to 8th graders, based on Suzanne Gervais' inspiring novel, I Am Jack, explores the journey of a smart, funny 11-year-old boy who's being badly bullied at school. Tickets are $8 with performances at 9:50 and 11:20. And guess who's coming home? Saturday, November 28th, North Carolina's own Ronnie Millsap with Risa Binder. Millsap ranks as the preeminent country soul singer of his generation. He also represents much more than any two-word definition can convey. A humble, overtly friendly fellow with a talent as vast and multidimensional as the American South. Steeped in the mountain music of the North Carolina hills and schooled in classical piano, Millsap early in life found inspiration in a wide variety of music. Even as he mastered Beethoven and Mozart, his heart belonged to hardcore country and rhythm and blues. Tickets for Ronnie Millsap's show start at $37. All right, we're going to take a look at some audio describe performance around the region. Audio description, of course, involves the accessibility of the visual images of theater, television, movies, and other art forms for people who are blind, have low vision, or who are otherwise visually impaired. It is a narration service provided at no additional charge to the patron. Okay, coming up Friday, October 16th, A Lesson Before Dying, Justice Theater, Clare Hall on Leesville Road in Raleigh at 8 p.m. Sunday, October 18th, The Hounds of Baskerville, Cary Youth Applause at Cary Arts Center at 3. Sunday, October 18th, Asylum, Burning Coal Theater, Murphy School Auditorium at 3. Tuesday, October 20th, Seminar, Playmakers Repertory Company, UNC Chapel Hill at 7:30. Saturday, October 24th, Into the Woods, North Carolina Theater, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at 2. Thursday, November 1st, Death Trap, Triad Stage, Greensboro at 2. Sunday, November 15th, A Year with Frog and Toad, Raleigh Little Theater at 5. Tuesday, November 24th, Peter and the Suncatcher, Playmakers Repertory Company, UNC Chapel Hill at 7:30. Saturday, December 5th, Once, North Carolina Theater, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at 2. Saturday, December 5th, The Wiz, Burning Coal Theater, Murphy School Auditorium, Raleigh at 2 p.m. All right, for a few laughs, how about Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh? The phone number there, 919-828-5233. October 15th through the 18th is Sean Wayans. Sean made his acting debut in 1989 in his brother Keenan Ivory Wayans' feature film, I'm Gonna Get You, Sucka. Immediately following his feature film debut, Sean joined the cast of the Emmy Award-winning comedy series In Living Color. Sean starred in the box office hits Little Man and White Chicks, both of which he also co-wrote and co-executive produced. October 22nd through the 24th, Dave Attell. October 29 through 31, D.L. Hughley. You can catch him sometimes on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. November 5th through the 7th, it is Josh Wolf. When he's not appearing in his weekly spot on Chelsea Lately or filming his top-rated web series College Experiment for FoxSports.com, Josh's unique, honest, and high-energy style of storytelling has made him a favorite at comedy clubs across the country. November 11th, Michael Blackson. He's been called one of the most original stand-up comics in the country, and his performances leave audiences laughing in tears. Michael, a.k.a. the African King of Comedy, has been entertaining audiences all across the country and around the globe for more than a decade. November 12th through the 14th, it's Rocky Laporte. Rocky appeals comes from his everyman, streetwise style of comedy. Delivering laughs in his trademark Brooklyn accent, he has become one of the most sought-after comedians in the country. November 19th through the 22nd, it is Ari Spears. November 27 and 28, Godfrey. Special note, you may want to research the type of material offered by a particular comedian, just in case it is not what you and your family might enjoy. Moving to the Holly Springs Cultural Center, the phone number there for information, 919-567-4000. October 16 and 17, together on center stage, meets The Wizard of Oz. Carolina Puppet Theater, October 20th, going trick-or-treating at 11 a.m. October 23rd, Discovery Series presents Carlos Velasquez, The Inuit, An Ancient Art Today and a High Arctic Adventure at 7:30. October 24th, Nice Guys Showcase, the Clean Comedy Series, featuring comedians Steve Mingola, Karen Mill, and Ken Mangini. October 25th, longtime crooner Pat Boone, Music and Memories, two performances, one at 3 and one at 7:30. November 3rd and 17th, Carolina Puppet Theater presents The First Thanksgiving, 11 a.m., both performances. November 20th, Discovery Series presents Nine Time Around, A History of Irish Music at 7:30. December 1st and 15th, Carolina Puppet Theater presents Rudolph, 11 a.m., both dates. December 10th, Community Band presents Christmas Time is Here, 7:30. December 12th, Route 55 Jazz Orchestra presents Silver Bells at 7:30. December 17th, The Christmas with the Nelsons, 7:30. December 18th, Discovery Series presents Oak City Brass at 7:30. Up the road to Garner Performing Arts Center on West Garner Road. Phone number is 919-661-4602. All right, October 16, 17, 23, and 24. Lend Me a Tenor. October 26, Bodyology, the musical. November 12, auditions for the Garner Showcase of Talent 2016. That takes place on November 12 at 5 p.m. November 21, Carly Hughes. With 8 Broadway shows to her name, Carly has quickly established herself as a recognizable talent both on stage and off. Carly has most recently starred as Velma Kelly in Chicago on Broadway. January 30th, it's Hugh Panero. Hugh has been described as the leader of Broadway's dwindling supply of great leading men. February 21st, Jones Family Singers. March 19th, The Steel Wheels. April 30th, David Burnham. And May 14th, Natural Wonder. There is one Midtown Bluegrass Series concert set for Sunday, October 18th, Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen. And remember also at North Hills, Friday Night Tributes, every Friday through October 16th, Midtown Events will be hosting the Friday Night Tribute Series in Midtown Park. Carolina Performing Arts Center at UNC Chapel Hills Memorial Auditorium, coming up October 20th, Gil Shaham, and he's back at UNC for another performance on Thursday, October 22nd. Friday, October 23rd, Marisa. Thursday, October 29th, Danae Suarez. Friday, October 30th, it is the sold-out Chicago Symphony Orchestra performance. Friday, November 6th, Umusuna, Memories Before History. Tuesday and Wednesday, November 10th and 11th, Ensemble Intercontemporain with Matthias Pinkter. Saturday, November 14th, Del McCurry and David Grisman. Tuesday, November 17th, You, Us, We All, an opera by Shara Warden. Friday, November 20th, Cooter, White, and Skaggs. In a most exceptional pairing, guitarist Rye Cooter, country music songbird Sharon White, and country and bluegrass musician Ricky Skaggs are combining forces for a national roadshow. Saturday and Sunday, December 5 and 6, it's the Nutcracker. Carolina Ballet's Holiday Fantasy Classic captures the irrepressible imagination of a child's world in which all things are possible. NC State University, Center Stage and University Theater. Ticket Central is in Thompson Hall. October 21st through the 25th and October 28th through November 1st. It is Duck Hunter Shoots Angel at Kennedy McElwee Studio Theater in Thompson Hall. The uproarious story of two bumbling Alabama brothers who have never shot a duck but think they've shot an angel. They're chased by a cynical tabloid journalist and a reluctant photographer who didn't believe any of it until feathers, a tiara, and wings are discovered along the way. Saturday, October 24th, it's Kenny Barron. Thursday, October 29th, Amel Mathluthi. November 5 through 7, A Simple Space by Gravity and Other Myths. November 21st through the 25th and November 18th through the 22nd, Anonymous, Titmus Theater, Thompson Hall. After being separated from his mother, a young refugee journeys through the United States, encountering a variety of people in search of his family, from a sinister one-eyed butcher and beguiling barflies to a sweatshop. Anon must navigate the chaotic, ever-changing landscape in this entrancing adaptation of Homer's Odyssey. Then, Saturday, November 14th, Art of Time Ensemble, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Thursday, December 10th, it is the Swingles. Saturday, February 6th, John Pizzarelli. February 11th through the 14th and 17th through the 21st, Leading Ladies, Titmus Theater in Thompson Hall. Duke Performances, the phone number is there, 919-660-3356 or 919-684-4444. Friday, October 16th, it is Abdullah Ibrahim and Ekaya. Saturday, October 17th, Quarteto Casals. Friday and Saturday, October 23rd and 24th, Rennie Harris Pure Movement. Monday, October 26th, Buena Vista Social Club Adios Tour, Deepak at 7. Thursday, October 29th, John Hope Franklin at 100. Friday, November 6th, Armor Cord, Baldwin Auditorium at 8. Saturday, November 7th, Montrose Trio at Baldwin Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, November 13th and 14th, His Golden Messenger and William Gedney. Monday, November 16th, Cucho Valdez and Ira Carey, 40 at Page Auditorium. Saturday, November 21st, the King's Singers at Baldwin Auditorium, with immaculate harmonies and a flawless blend, two-time Grammy winners and recent Gramophone Hall of Fame inductees, the King's Singers represent the world standard in male a cappella singing, according to the New Yorker. They have released over 150 albums and premiered over 200 new works since their founding in 1968. Tickets are $52 and $46, $15 for ages 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students. Sunday, November 22nd, Chompy Concert No. 2 featuring soprano Tony Arnold. Wednesday, December 2nd, Nick Lowe's Quality Holiday Review featuring Los Straitjackets. Saturday, December 5th, Rusk Frutchy Chin Horn Trio at Baldwin Auditorium. And my apologies to that trio. Thursday, December 10th, it is Roseanne Cash, The River and the Thread, at Page Auditorium. Friday, December 11th, Valentina Lisitsa, piano, Baldwin Auditorium at 8 p.m. Valentina has a unique story among contemporary concert pianists. Born and trained in Kiev, she got her start as Hilary Hahn's accompanist, then found global acclaim when her YouTube videos of Rachmaninoff's Etudes, filmed in her adopted home of New Bern, went viral. Now she counts over 70 million views on her YouTube channel and a full calendar of international touring. Saturday, December 12th, Cecile McLaurin-Salvant at Baldwin Auditorium at 8 p.m., Friday, January 22nd, Rez Abbasi Invocation, Baldwin Auditorium at 8 o'clock. In this performance, the quintet unveils a new project that explores Carnatic classical music from southern India through the idiom of jazz. This is the final installment in a triptych made by Abbasi that puts a jazz lens on the musical traditions of South Asia. And finally, Sunday, January 24th, Thymus Quartet, featuring Christoph Eisenbach on piano. That's Baldwin Auditorium at 7 p.m. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.